It's time for your North Iowa News on 95.1 The Bull for Monday, May 4th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. National Weather Service in La Crosse putting much of northeast Iowa on alert for elevated fire weather conditions today. That area of concern includes Mitchell, Howard, Winnesheek, Allamakee, Floyd, Chickasaw, Fayette, and Clayton counties. The combination of low relative humidity values, warm temperatures, and southwesterly winds becoming northwesterly and dry fuels will result in elevated fire weather conditions from mid-morning through the late afternoon across northeast Iowa, as well as southeast Minnesota and southwest and west central Wisconsin. Afternoon relative humidity values will fall to around 25% to 30%, with winds of 10 to 20 miles per hour gusting to 35 miles per hour throughout much of the day. Under these conditions, fires will start and spread easily. Please exercise caution with any activities that involve outdoor fires or create sparks, including campfires, grilling, and operating large equipment. Cigarettes should be disposed of and extinguished properly. Please heed any local burn bans. Plans for a cancer center in Charles City can move forward after the Iowa Supreme Court on Friday ruled in favor of Floyd County Medical Center regarding $10 million from the estate of Herman Stille. The Nashua area farmer passed away in 2021, with his will identifying FCMC as beneficiary of the money intended for the construction of a cancer center. Mayo Clinic of Rochester was listed as a secondary beneficiary, with funds designated for Alzheimer's research if FCMC was unable to meet the conditions of the will. FCMC maintained it satisfied the key condition of the will, remaining an independent healthcare organization, and therefore should receive the funds. Mayo countered that additional conditions apply, including the ability to provide certain cancer treatment services, such as radiation therapy. Mayo then began legal proceedings seeking court ruling on the matter, but even after the first judicial district court in Chickasaw County ruled in favor of FCMC last June, Mayo appealed to the Iowa Supreme Court, which heard oral arguments on February 19th. Just over 2 months later, they upheld the lower court's decision that the $10 million from Stille's estate be awarded to FCMC to support the construction of a cancer center, thus bringing the extensive legal battle to a close. CEO Donette Willis said in a statement, "Words can't fully capture the joy and relief we feel. We're grateful that the Iowa Supreme Court has upheld what we believe were Mr. Stille's wishes to establish a cancer center here in Charles City. With this decision, FCMC can now move forward in bringing oncology services closer to home for the communities we serve." With the case now resolved, FCMC says they'll proceed with plans to develop the Stille Cancer Center on its campus. A trial date has been set for a Michigan man accused of kidnapping a northeast Iowa girl. 23-year-old Danielle Kahn was arrested in early April in southwest Michigan. The Ann Arbor man is accused of abducting a 12-year-old Waterloo girl. According to criminal complaints, Kahn was talking with the girl on social media, then drove to Iowa and picked her up at home in Waterloo before taking her back to Michigan. She was later located safe. The complaint says Kahn kissed and hugged the child and asked if they would be intimate with him in the future. Last Tuesday, Kahn entered a not guilty plea to second-degree kidnapping of a victim under 18, a Class B felony, child stealing and enticing a minor under 13 for sexual abuse or exploitation, both Class C felonies, plus grooming and purchase, possession, depiction of a minor in sex acts, both Class D felonies. He was also charged with one count of indecent contact with a child and aggravated misdemeanor. On Friday, Kahn's trial was set for June 30th in Blackhawk County District Court. He remains in the Blackhawk County Jail on $150,000 cash-only bond. A Charles City man is facing an assault charge after he allegedly struck someone in the face while he was getting kicked out of a bar. Charles City police say they responded to an alleged assault in the 1000 block of Gilbert Street shortly before 9:30 last Tuesday night. Their investigation led to the arrest of 32-year-old Kyle Rule for assault causing bodily injury. He was also cited for public intoxication. According to court documents, Rule had been asked to leave Salinas' bar several times, but repeatedly refused to leave the establishment. As he was being escorted out of the building, he is accused of punching a male victim in the face, causing the man a cut on his lip that required stitches. CCPD says witnesses gave statements as to what occurred. Officers later located Rule near the Floyd County Courthouse, where he appeared intoxicated, was stumbling, and waving his arms as if he was trying to flag down officers. Rule allegedly admitted to the altercation at the bar, but did not know exactly what happened or if he hit anyone. Rule is scheduled for a preliminary hearing May 18th in Floyd County District Court. A traffic stop has led to drug charges against a Charles City woman. Charles City police say a GMC Yukon driven by 37-year-old Kenya Fleming was pulled over shortly after 7:30 Thursday night in the 1100 block of Blunt Parkway. Further investigation resulted in Fleming's arrest for possession of marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia. She was also cited for making an improper turn and failing to possess a driver's license while operating a motor vehicle. According to the criminal complaints, an off-duty deputy was near Fleming's vehicle while both were in line at a fast food restaurant when the deputy detected an odor of marijuana coming from Fleming's vehicle. After alerting CCPD, an officer began following Fleming's Yukon and pulled her over after she made an improper turn at the intersection of Gilbert and Brandingham Streets. When CCPD also detected the smell of marijuana, a subsequent search of the vehicle found traces of marijuana residue, two roaches with marijuana, plus other drug paraphernalia. A search of Fleming allegedly discovered a baggie of marijuana. Court records show she was previously convicted of marijuana possession in April of 2024. An average of $1,000 per recipient is being awarded to 62 graduating high school seniors in the Charles City School District as part of the 2026 Charles City Area Dollars for Scholars program. Last week, over $55,000 was distributed to 55 CCHS students who will graduate on Sunday, May 17th. Another $7,000 will be awarded to seven upcoming graduates from Cary Lane High School during their graduation ceremonies on Saturday, May 16th. This marks the 30th year of Charles City Area Dollars for Scholars.
Our goal and Scholarship America's goal is that every student who desires an education has a chance to go to college. You know, there's students from all situations, and we want to encourage them. We have, when we give out our scholarships, and we have the money, we'll give them at least $500. Some kids, this is probably the only scholarship that they will receive.
That's Dollars for Scholars President Kathy Herrick, who told KCHA-KCZE in January that they had awarded over $230,000 combined over the past 5 years. This year's scholarship awards pushed the total towards $300,000 in 6 years. Find more info at charlescity.dollarsforscholars.org and at Dollars for Scholars Charles City Area on Facebook. The Charles City and New Hampton City Councils meet in regular session tonight. Charles City Council meeting starts at 6 p.m. in the Zastra Room of the Charles City Public Library, and the New Hampton City Council meet in the Council Chambers at City Hall with a special start time of 7:15 tonight. More North Iowa news on the way on 95.1 The Bull.